Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news on the roads this morning. It is a busy day on their roads with crashes on a major highway causing backups all across the Triangle. We have team coverage of how this will affect your morning commute.
And your evening commute could be affected by showers and thunderstorms that will roll through this afternoon. I'll show you the timeline for where you are.
And the storm system that's heading our way left destruction behind in the Midwest. A look at the tornado outbreak that devastated several states overnight.
Certainly a busy morning we have to tell you about. Before you begin that commute on this Friday, thanks for joining us. I am Chris Lovingood.
And I'm Renee Chu. We are bringing you team coverage on the crashes bogging down traffic right now across the viewing area. We begin with WRAL's Nick Perlin on the scene of a dump truck crash on I-440. And we also have Michelle McConaughey tracking all of the delays in traffic.
But first, we want to make sure we check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner on this very warm Friday we have.
Yeah, we just mentioned that line of thunderstorms that created some deadly conditions up in Ohio. We had deadly tornadoes along this line. This is the one that's headed our way for this afternoon and evening. Most of the severe storms over the last few hours have been down in the deep south, Mississippi, Alabama, heading into Georgia. We currently have some tornado warnings that are in effect there in northeast Alabama. All that's likely to stay to our south. As that front moves across the mountains, it will likely weaken significantly. But check out Futurecast. We'll see increasing clouds. We're already seeing some cloud cover this morning. The rain begins to push in around 1:30 in our western counties. We'll pause it here at 3 o'clock. From Raleigh southward, that's where we'd have a better chance of a few scattered storms. Otherwise, just this band of rain that moves through starts to pull out around 5:30. And then during the evening, it's just some isolated rain here and there. We'll likely have another round tomorrow morning, though, between, say, 5 and 6 a.m. up until around 8 or 9. It should clear out of here just in time for the St. Patrick's Day parade, but we'll take a closer look at that coming up. Heading out the door, it's a mild start with just some high, thin clouds. Southwest wind at 11. It is going to be a breezy day today, even before the storms arrive. Currently, it is 61 degrees. 55 in Fayetteville and Roxborough, 60 in Rocky Mount, 59 in Southern Pine. So the warm temperatures from yesterday are hanging around this morning. Gusty winds this afternoon, 20 to 25 miles per hour, but stronger when the storms come through. If we hit 80 by 1 o'clock, then we'll hit 80. And if we don't, we'll likely keep it in the 70s. And from here on out, we're looking at some cooler temperatures this weekend and early next week. We'll take a close look at that coming up. Michelle?
Thanks, Elizabeth. We have an update on the roads this morning on 440 westbound. We were tracking an overturned dump truck. WRAL's Nick Perlin has been on the scene all morning long, tracking updates with this. And Nick, you have a significant update for us.
Yeah, Michelle, just minutes ago, that dump truck that was right there actually was just towed away. You can still see workers right here behind me trying to fill in the holes that were made by the dump truck. We still see them sweeping dirt off the road. Still appears to be one lane going on those westbound lanes. But I do want to show you this video. This is from earlier this morning from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Again, this happened on the Beltline going west near Western Boulevard. We're told by Raleigh police this crash happened after the dump truck had the bed of its truck open and it hit a bridge and turned on its side. We're hearing there are injuries in this crash, but we're still trying to learn the extent of those injuries. Lanes are, again, it still appears that just one of those lanes are open. We'll keep you updated, let you know when all lanes are open. Still going to be some backups as your morning commute continues. So, Michelle, what's a good way to get around this as we're still waiting for all the lanes here to open up?
Yeah, now good news that dump truck has cleared, but obviously the map showing there are still pretty significant delays beginning beyond Glenwood Avenue, stretching all the way down past almost to Avon Ferry Road this morning. So if you are on 440 westbound, your best bet is to get off Glenwood Avenue, take Edwards Mill Road, and rejoin 440 near Avon Ferry Road. That's going to be your best bet to get around that this morning. We have another update to a crash. We've been following a major crash on I-40 this morning. It was in the left lanes here. Three lanes were blocked, but as you can see, traffic moving freely again this morning. That crash cleared about 45 minutes ago. Working to learn the extent of any injuries with that one as well. If you are up in Durham, I do have some drive times for you this morning. Not seeing any significant delays.
All right, thank you, Michelle. Sunnybrook Road near Wake Med Hospital is closed after a mail truck hit a pole this morning. The crash happened around 3:40 a.m. The road between Holston Lane and Falstaff Road is still closed as they're investigating this. We're still checking in on that. Raleigh police say the road might be closed for a few more hours.
And breaking news in Chapel Hill, a person is hurt after a shooting near a gas station on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Police cleared the scene there around 4:30 this morning. They spent about 6 hours on the scene. Officers responded to that call around 10:30 last night. Police say the person who was shot is expected to recover. Officers are working on tracking down the shooter.
This morning, police in Raleigh are working to find the person who fired a gun near a bus stop. This happened just after 6 o'clock last night. It happened along South Wilmington Street near Pecan Road. Glass behind a bus stop was shattered and shell casings were covered across the ground. Surveillance video from a nearby business shows several people start to run. You see right here, that's after the shots were fired. A white SUV appears in the footage, but it's unclear if the driver or passengers are responsible for the shooting. Police have not said if anyone was injured in this case.
Breaking news, severe weather moved through Indiana and Arkansas last night, causing major damage. At least one tornado has been confirmed in Arkansas. The National Weather Service says the tornado hit near Hot Springs Village. There were reports of baseball-sized hail, down power lines, roofs torn off. In Indiana, one person was injured in that storm. The mayor of Winchester, Indiana, described hearing what sounded like a train as he sheltered inside.
Spring break travel season is underway as the TSA expects to screen an estimated 107 million passengers during this travel period. It ends on March 25th. WREL's Kelsey Coffey explains what people need to know before heading to the airport.
It's spring break travel season here at RDU, and folks are going through the TSA security line as they are headed out to their spring break travel destination. The airport estimates a 6% increase in the number of travelers this month. Take a look at this video of the airport earlier this morning. Airport officials say Mexico and the Caribbean are the most popular spring break travel destinations from RDU. Jake Potter with RDU says these are his top three recommendations for folks who are headed to the airport.
The first is booking your parking online. You can do that at RDU.com. Another thing you can do is to download your airline's mobile app. That's the fastest way to find out important travel updates. And then third is just to get to the airport early.
The parking lots here at the airport are filling up really fast, so definitely get here early. And remember, if you choose to book your parking online, you have to do that 24 hours in advance. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News at RDU.
The ACC men's basketball tournament is down to its final four teams, including two from right here in the Triangle. But it's not the two teams many basketball fans would expect. NC State still in it. It's preparing for a game at 9:30 tonight against Virginia after it took down Duke in last night's quarterfinals. NC State took a three-point lead into the half and extended it to as many as 10 in the second half. Duke came back to make it close down the stretch, but it wasn't enough. The Wolfpack stay alive in the tournament with their third win in 3 days. They won 74-69 over the Blue Devils. Top-seeded UNC will also be playing in the tournament semifinals. The Tar Heels handily defeated Florida State yesterday, 92-67. They will play Pitt in their semifinal at 7 tonight. In our next half hour, WRL's Casey Hintz reports from Washington ahead of tonight's matchups.
Those looking to get in and out of Target quickly, well, you're in luck. This weekend, most Target locations are adding a new rule that should speed up the process. We'll explain how.
Plus, a New York man is fighting for his life after he was shot in the head on the subway. What New York's governor is doing to try and stop the violence.
And we have a system headed our way that'll bring us some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. I'll show you how long it lingers and whether it'll affect your evening commute. After that, Saturday and Sunday are mostly dry, but we do have a small chance each day. I'll walk you through the timeline coming up.
Welcome back. It is 8:12 as we take a live look at Durham and the American Tobacco Campus. You're watching WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Mild out there and it will be in the 80s once again, but the big concern is the showers and storms coming our way, Elizabeth.
Yeah, this system really blew up overnight last night and did produce some deadly tornadoes up on the northern end up in the Ohio Valley and a lot of damage across parts of the Midwest. Right now we have a tornado warning in northeast Alabama and some severe thunderstorm warnings that are ongoing right now. Most of the severe storms that we see with this will be to our south. As the cold front crosses the mountains, it will weaken, and we're not likely to see severe storms. This is a look at level one risk for severe storms down into South Carolina. Yesterday, it covered parts of Charlotte, but it's moved to the south. So we don't have any level risk for severe storms for today. So that's good news for folks here. We will see increasing clouds, and the band of rain starts to move in around 1 o'clock, so just after lunchtime, through the middle of the viewing area around 3. And you can see the orange shaded areas. That's where we'd be more likely to see an isolated thunderstorm. Again, shouldn't be severe, but we will have some gusty conditions with those storms. Once we hit the evening commute, we start to see the precipitation scattering just a bit. It'll be more isolated through the evening. And then once we get into early Saturday morning, we may see one more round between, say, 4 and 6, and then finally pulling away around 8 a.m., just in time for the St. Patrick's Day parade that starts at 10 o'clock in downtown Raleigh. The rest of Saturday looks just fine, looking at partly cloudy skies. And then on Sunday morning, a quick shower rolls through. Sunday afternoon, a cold front drops in on us. Right now, it looks like we would have a small chance of some showers in our southern counties. But keep checking back if you have plans on Sunday afternoon, especially in the south. And we'll show you how things are progressing. That's a more aggressive look at rain than we've seen on the models in the last 24 hours. 40% chance for today, 20 early Saturday morning, 20 late on Sunday. But that leaves us with most of the weekend as being dry. How much rainfall on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday total? All total for the 3 days. This is a brand new update, which just dropped it off. But looking at most likely about a quarter of an inch to a half an inch. Not a lot of rainfall. 82 today, only if we hit 80 by the time before the rain rolls in. Otherwise, once the rain gets here, temperatures will likely end up staying in the 70s. 70 Saturday, 75 on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. And then we get hit by a cold snap for a few days. We'll take a look outside. Goldsboro, Fayetteville, Apex, and Chapel Hill all just seeing some high thin clouds. A little bit of sunshine to kick things off this morning. And again, variably cloudy through the weekend. Lots of sunshine Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But Tuesday's high is just 55. And we'll see some temperatures near freezing for a couple of mornings next week. We'll take a closer look at that coming up, Michelle.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Tracking another major crash on your Friday morning. Very, very busy this morning. This new one just into the newsroom. This is on I-540 westbound. You can see the stretch of red and purple. Purple usually indicates that road is shut down. We have reached out to authorities, and they tell us that two cars were involved in this. One car is overturned. Traffic backups in that area right now, pretty big. I have a picture of the traffic right now, so you can see traffic just at a standstill. I'm working to get more information, plus another live picture for you to find out a little bit more about what is going on there. Another crash that we continue to follow this morning on 440 westbound, that overturned dump truck. Just in the past 10 minutes or so, that dump truck was towed away. They had the wheel kind of stuck in the mud there on the side of the road, but they finally got it out. So that tow truck is out of there now, which is some good news. But still seeing some pretty big delays stretching from Glenwood all the way down to Western Boulevard. So if you are on 440, you can get off at Glenwood Avenue, and you can take Edwards Mill Road. That'll take you back down to 440 to rejoin there near Western. Another crash that I'm also following, Roxborough Street at Avondale Drive. Working to learn the severity of this, if anybody was hurt in this. As soon as I find out, I will let you know.
All right, thanks, Michelle. The search for a missing college student, 22-year-old Riley Strain, is intensifying in Nashville, Tennessee. He has been missing for nearly a week. Yesterday, search teams were seen using sonar equipment to search the river that's close to where Riley's phone pinged for the last time. The University of Missouri student disappeared last Friday night. His family says that he left by himself from a bar owned by country music star Luke Bryan, and surveillance video shows some of the last moments Riley was seen. His parents are sharing heartbreaking details about the last time they talked with him.
I think the last text was around 7:45, and I just said, I love you. And he said, I love you too.
Riley's family says he told his friends he would head back to the hotel, but when his friends arrived, Riley wasn't there, and they couldn't reach him on his cell phone. Riley's family is now on a mission to bring him back home, with graduation just weeks away.
A New York man is in critical condition after he was shot in the head while on the subway in Brooklyn. The shooting happened during rush hour Thursday. He was taken to the hospital. Police took a person of interest into custody and recovered the gun at the scene. The shooting adds to a surge of violence and crime on New York subway. Just last week, Governor Kathy Hochul called in the National Guard to help with security in the subways.
Tonight, dozens of Muslim community members in Raleigh plan to gather to pray and to protest against the ongoing violence in Gaza. The group will pray their nightly Taraweeh prayer performed during the month of Ramadan. It'll happen at Moore Square tonight, beginning at 9 p.m. And the group says they will not rest until there is a permanent ceasefire in Gaza and freedom for Palestine.
Today, the Department of Transportation will dedicate a bridge in Vance County to honor a former state trooper. The Satterwhite Point Road Bridge over I-85 in Henderson will be dedicated to Master Trooper Brent Montgomery. He died in 2021 after a month-long battle with COVID-19. He served in Vance County for 15 years. The ceremony will be held today at 2 at the Car Lake Country Club on Hendrick Drive in Henderson.
President Biden and Vice President Harris will be in Raleigh on the 26th. This will be a stop during their reelection campaign. Governor Roy Cooper will be with them. North Carolina is expected to be one of six battleground states that will decide this year's presidential election.
Leaders in Raleigh are asking for your feedback about downtown. The Downtown Raleigh Alliance has released its annual survey, and they're looking for perceptions on safety, events, and more from anyone who lives or visits that area. They'll use the data to determine what their top focus should be in the years to come. And that survey will be available until March 19th.
Tonight, the American Cancer Society is hosting its second annual Discovery Ball to fight against cancer. This year, they are recognizing Elizabeth Alexander at that ball. Alexander was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer in 2022. She has undergone 26 rounds of chemotherapy and multiple surgeries. You can help honor her by attending the ball. It's happening at 6 o'clock tonight. And WREL is a proud community sponsor of the Discovery Ball.
Today and tomorrow, a group of Fayetteville women is working to build a female-owned home for Habitat for Humanity. During Women's Build 2024, women will spend 2 days learning practical repair and construction skills. The participants learn how to fix common home repairs. On the third day, they take those skills and get to work on building the home.
Shoppers at Target wanting a quick trip may actually get their wish. The retailer says it's going to have express checkout at most of its stores starting Sunday. Those stations will have a limit of 10 items. Target says that it tried express self-checkout last fall in 200 stores and customers responded positively. Target will also open more traditional lanes with employees for customers. Store leaders can open more lanes or even set self-checkout hours. Amazon has announced its big spring sale, and this year it's not just for Prime members. Starting March 20th, shoppers will find discounts on items including fitness gear, outdoor furniture, and beauty products. Prime members will still get to enjoy some exclusive deals. The big spring sale will run from the 20th through the 25th.
The trailer for the remake of The Crow is out. Let's take a look.
It's the worst thing you've ever done.
I saw things. Never seen any of it.
Someone dies.
Oh, but it makes you want to see it, right? The story is about a man who comes back from the dead with supernatural powers to bring justice after he and his fiance were murdered. The movie stars Bill Skarsgård. It comes 30 years after the original film was released. That starred Bruce Lee's son, Brandon Lee, who was killed on set in Wilmington at age 28 when someone fired a prop gun. The Crow reboot comes out June 7th.
So if you stayed up late enough to catch Late Night with Seth Meyers, you may have caught a little Easter egg. Look at that on his desk there, a WREL Easter egg. You can see right there that a WREL mug made it on Seth Meyers' desk last night. Here's a closer look. Meyers had Paul Rudd and Paul Appel on his guest, but pretty cool that the Big Five was right there on the desk.
Nice to know that the stuff we send him, he doesn't just, you know, throw it away. It's on his desk. If you need help with your taxes, there are a couple of great opportunities coming up. Tomorrow, the Taxpayer Assistance Center in Fayetteville is expanding their hours for you to get in-person help from IRS employees. They're not usually open on Saturday, but the IRS is making an effort to improve services this tax season. The office on Green Street will be open from 9 to 4. You don't need an appointment. Just make sure to show up prepared with all your tax documentation. Then on Tuesday, Five on Your Side brings you Tax Pros on Call. We've partnered with the North Carolina Society of Enrolled Agents for this free call-in event. Get your tax questions answered by a federally licensed tax professional from 4 until 7. That will be Tuesday.
This weekend is St. Patrick's Day, and if you get lucky enough, you could become a Mega Millionaire. We have a look at the big Powerball and the Mega Million jackpots up for grabs this weekend.
Plus, if you're headed out to your spring break destination, there's a few things you need to know. WRL's Kelsey Coffey will explain how you can make the most of the spring break rush.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's 8:26. I'm Renee Chu. A new crash to tell you about within the last 30 minutes. Let's get to Michelle McConaughey with what's happening on I-540.
Yeah, Renee, some major, major backups on I-540 this morning. This is a live picture of a crash there at Lewisburg Road. We are hearing right now two cars are involved. One was overturned, but you can see a lot of emergency personnel on scene there. And they appear to be attaching a car to a tow truck right now. So we're going to work to get more information on that. Kelsey Coffey is there on the scene. But this is a look from our traffic cameras. Look at this. This looks like a parking lot. It is just so backed up. A lot of people trying to get off Old Buffalo Road. We will have more coming up on Fox 50 on this crash at 8:30.
Our skies are mostly clear as you're heading out, and after an 80-degree day yesterday, it's a nice mild start this morning. But we will see increasing clouds as we head through the day. Right now, you're walking out the door to temperatures in the mid-50s in Fayetteville and Irwin. It's 61 in Tarboro and 59 in Lewisburg. Our hour-by-hour rain chances pick up around the middle of the afternoon. That's when we'll see a band of thunderstorms coming through. This evening, though, we'll just see a few isolated showers, but that could linger into early tomorrow morning.
Elizabeth, thanks. One person was injured after a shooting in Chapel Hill. This happened near the Exxon on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Perkins Drive just before 10:30 last night. Police say one person was injured in the shooting and taken to the hospital. That person is expected to be okay. No one is in custody. One person is dead after an Amtrak train hit the car they were driving in Durham. This was in the area of Pettigrew and Driver Streets last night. Fire officials say the car caught fire after the crash and ended up against one of the rail cars. Passengers on the train all got out safely. Next on Fox 50, your out and about best bets for this weekend in the Triangle. And up next on Today, Casey Musgraves takes over the Plaza with new music.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's nice now, but I'm tracking a cold front that brings us rain later today. I'll show you who has the best chance of seeing some thunderstorms and whether it will last through the evening commute.
Breaking news, a dump truck crash that backed up traffic on I-440 this morning cleared within the past half hour. What caused the crash that took hours to clean up?
And two teams from the Triangle are moving on to the men's ACC semifinals. This upset win that NC State took over Duke, and what's next for the Tar Heels and Wolfpack? Big game of basketball during that upset yesterday. A lot of people watching very closely of what's going to unfold today. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Chris Lovingood.
And I'm Renee Chu. And we want to know what will unfold this afternoon as soon as a strong storm system moves through. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking that.
This one's really picked up some strength, especially here in the southern part of the United States. There were also some severe storms, some deadly tornadoes up along the northern end of that, especially in Ohio, but a lot of damage to parts of the Midwest. Now it's all shifted into our southern county, into the southern states. So from Georgia to Alabama to Mississippi, we have a line of storms that's producing some severe thunderstorm warnings and some tornado warnings. When it arrives here and crosses the mountains, it is likely to be much weaker. We'll start to see a line of showers moving through right around 1:30 in the afternoon. We'll see that potential through 3 o'clock right here in the middle of the viewing area. And then by 5 o'clock, the heaviest rain is over and we'll be back just to some scattered showers. So it may not be raining as heavily during the evening commute, but the roads will be wet. And you know, it often doesn't take much to cause a lot of problems. And it's definitely been a busy morning out there. Saturday morning at 6 a.m., a few isolated showers that moves out by around 7 or 8 o'clock. So it will most likely be dry for the St. Patrick's Day parade. But we'll go into the details about that forecast coming up. We're looking at some high high thin clouds this morning across the area. There's a live look at Rocky Mount Mills. 61. It's a warm start this morning with a southwest wind at 11 miles per hour. Some gusts today, 20 to 25 miles per hour. 55 in Roxborough and Fayetteville. We're looking at low 60s in a few places. It's been a very warm start. And we'll see some gusty winds this afternoon, even outside of the thunderstorms, gusting 20 to 25. If you do have a storm roll over your area, winds will likely be gusting 30 to maybe 40 miles an hour. As long as we hit 80 degrees before the rain starts, then we'll hit 80 degrees. If we don't, it's likely to stay in the upper 70s. Turning cooler for the weekend. We'll talk about how much rain we could see Friday, Saturday, and Sunday total. Coming up, Michelle.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Tracking another major crash on I-540 this morning. I want to take you out to I-540 and Old Buffalo Road. Take a look at this. This is essentially a parking lot this morning because of a crash that happened on I-540 and Lewisburg Road. We are hearing that two cars are involved. WREL's Kelsey Coffey is there on the scene. Kelsey, what can you tell us about this crash?
Michelle, it looks like one of those cars has already been removed from the scene, but you can just take a look up here behind me. There's several police cars that are still here. Fire and EMS are still on the scene for now. We did get word from NCDOT that there are no injuries to report. Still three of the four lanes over there on the westbound side are closed. So we'll keep you updated as we find out more about what led up to this crash. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Thank you, Kelsey. And just showing you this on the map, I showed you the picture of all those cars. Now take a look at the map. You can see the red stretching all the way down to Old Mill Burney Road. That's going to be a good exit to get off if you are on 540 this morning. Another serious crash I'm following this morning is this one here. This is on Jones Franklin Road in Athens Drive. We are hearing that this is a crash with injuries. Working to get more details on that one for you this morning. And we are still tracking the overturned dump truck that we were seeing on 440. Looks like a lot of green on the map. This has cleared up significantly in the past hour or so because that dump truck, it was cleared from the scene.
A little bit more about that dump truck, Michelle. Police in Raleigh said that truck hit an overpass on Ligon Street around 4 o'clock this morning. We know at one point two westbound lanes were closed while that crash was being cleaned up. But police haven't said if anyone was hurt or if any charges will be filed in this case.
Early in the morning, we were already seeing issues in Raleigh. A person is hurt after this mail truck hit a pole in Raleigh. This happened on Sunnybrook Road near Wake Med Hospital around 3:40 this morning. That stretch of Sunnybrook was closed while investigators looked into the cause. No word on the extent of the person's injuries. Breaking news, a crash that snarled the morning commute on I-40 near I-540 cleared up within the last half hour. This is video from that scene where the crash closed three eastbound lanes earlier this morning. We're working to learn whether anyone was hurt.
We have some news we've been following from overnight. A person hurt after a shooting near a gas station on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Police were on scene for about 6 hours. Officers responded to the call at about 10:30 last night. Investigators say the person who was shot is expected to recover. Officers are working to track down the shooter.
One person is dead after an Amtrak train hit a car in Durham. This happened near Pettigrew and Driver Streets around 8:30 last night. Investigators say the car caught fire after the crash and was resting against one of the rail cars. The driver of the car died. It's not clear how many people were on the train, but they did all get out safely. You can see the fire damaged the exterior of that train car. Investigators have not said why the car was on the tracks.
There was a major tornado outbreak in northwest Ohio, and it has turned deadly. I want to show you some video taken of a funnel cloud in Mercer County that's near the Ohio-Indiana border. Look very closely in the video. You can see that houses and structures just destroyed in this. Yards were filled with capacity of debris and rubble, with some houses not even standing anymore. Officials say three people were hurt in this tornado. We are waiting to learn more information about another tornado that hit a mobile home community. The sheriff there has confirmed people were killed, but at this time, we don't know how many just yet. And coming up in our next half hour, a look at the storm damage in Arkansas and Indiana from that same storm system.
Maybe you're ready for a getaway. Spring break travel season is underway. The TSA expects to screen an estimated 107 million passengers during this travel period ending March 25th. Kelsey Coffey was at RDU earlier this morning. She explains what people need to know before heading to the airport.
It's spring break travel season here at RDU, and folks are going through the TSA security line as they are headed out to their spring break travel destination. The airport estimates a 6% increase in the number of travelers this month. Take a look at this video of the airport earlier this morning. Airport officials say Mexico and the Caribbean are the most popular spring break travel destinations from RDU. Jake Potter with RDU says these are his top three recommendations for folks who are headed to the airport.
The first is booking your parking online. You can do that at RDU.com. Another thing you can do is to download your airline's mobile app. That's the fastest way to find out important travel updates. And then third is just to get to the airport early.
The parking lots here at the airport are filling up really fast, so definitely get here early. And remember, if you choose to book your parking online, you have to do that 24 hours in advance. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News at RDU.
Today, leaders in Wake County want your input on how to use money to address the opioid crisis. Over the next 18 years, Wake County is set to receive $65 million as part of the National Opioid Settlement. So today, the Wake County Board of Commissioners will be holding an open house to determine the best areas to spend that money. In 2022, 219 people died from overdoses in Wake County. 103 of those deaths, nearly half, happened in Raleigh. And according to data from the Raleigh Police Department, that was the most deadly year on record since they began tracking the data in 2015. Last year, 67 people died of overdoses in Raleigh, and that's the lowest since 2019. The open house is happening at the McKibben Center on the NC State campus. If you're interested, that starts at 10 this morning.
Happening now in the WRA Live Center, brand new video of Secretary of State Antony Blinken arriving in Vienna this morning. Secretary Blinken is attending the United Nations Commission on Narcotics Drugs. He's expected to address the trafficking of synthetic drugs like fentanyl that continues to fuel a public health crisis in the U.S. and all across the world, for that matter. Blinken plans to push for concrete measures from world leaders about what their respective countries are doing to stem the tide of these synthetics drugs escaping all across the world. Now, from Vienna, the secretary is off to Seoul, South Korea, to lead the U.S. delegation for the third summit on democracy.
All right, thank you, Ken. The five young people who ran from Raleigh's Holly Hill Children's Hospital this week, they were located. WREL heard from a mother of one of the boys. She said after her son saw her interview on TV, he told her he knew he didn't need to run anymore. As for how the teenagers got free, WREL Investigates spoke with a staff member who says understaffing is the main issue here. However, in a statement, Holly Hill Children's Hospital says the facility is staffed appropriately to care for the patients.
A church in Raleigh is doing all it can to support a Haitian church dealing with surging gang violence. Hope Community Church in Raleigh has been partners with Eglise Agape in Haiti for more than a decade. They say their problems with gangs started 2 years ago when Haiti's president was assassinated. WRL spoke with the pastor by phone from an undisclosed location in Haiti about the heartbreaking condition on the island nation.
The thing that I see happening right now, a thing that I never see in my whole life, but I've been through a lot in Haiti. You are on your own. You are in your own. So whatever happened to you, it's you. No, I mean, you cannot say, hey, I mean, I will call and they will come help me. That will not happen. That will not happen.
Hope Community Church says Agape's challenges with Haitian gang violence began 2 years ago, and they provided him with an armored car which protected him and his family during a shooting months later.
Many people are going into St. Patrick's Day weekend hoping for some luck because there are two big lottery jackpots on the line this weekend, adding up to a combined total of nearly $1.4 billion. The Mega Millions drawing is tonight, and that prize is nearing $800 million. Then, tomorrow night, the Powerball drawing will happen for a jackpot worth an estimated $600 million. You can watch both drawings live on WREL right before our news at 11.
There are a lot of fun events happening this weekend in the Triangle. Coming up, WRL's Kathy Hanrahan has your out and about best bets, including what you need to know if you're planning to go to the Raleigh St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Now let's go ahead and get you a live look right now over at Fayetteville this morning. Looking pretty clear for the time being, but you already heard from Elizabeth Gardner. We have some activity pushing into our area. She'll have a nice full forecast for you coming up in just a bit.
It's 8:44, and we have this strong line of thunderstorms that's developed across the country. Really, this started yesterday. We ended up with some deadly tornadoes up around Ohio and a lot of damage across the Midwest. The severe storms this morning have all been in the deep south, so say Mississippi through Alabama and Georgia, and we have some ongoing severe thunderstorms and tornado warnings. The tornado warnings look like they've expired at this point, but we've seen a number of those this morning. Lots of heavy rain with this. Notice we are seeing some showers and storms moving into the mountains of North Carolina, but as this front slides eastward, it is likely to weaken once it crosses the mountains and moves into our area. Here's a look at Futurecast, and we're seeing increasing clouds. We'll likely see some showers by mid-afternoon. This is a brand new look at the computer model, and it's showing a little less rain than the last run, but definitely from Raleigh southward is where we'd have a better chance of a few isolated storms. It looks like it's mostly out of here by the evening commute in terms of that band of rain, but we'll see a few isolated showers on and off during the evening. There's 8 p.m. Likely to see a little bit of scattered shower activity in the morning tomorrow. There's a look at 6 a.m., 8 a.m. It's a little less than it was earlier, so that's definitely good news for everyone who's headed out to the St. Patrick's Day Parade, which starts at 10 o'clock. Looking at increasing sunshine during the day on Saturday. We have a 40% chance of showers and a few isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Again, most of that's out of here by the evening commute. A small chance early Saturday and another small chance late on Sunday. St. Patrick's Day Parade forecast likely to be 64, 65 degrees at 10 a.m. Jeff Hogan is the Grand Marshal of the parade. We'll see increasing sunshine through the day Saturday. It's likely to be a bit on the breezy side. A live look at Rocky Mount Mills showing some high thin cloud cover, but plenty of sunshine. 61, you know, it was such a warm day yesterday. We had our first 80 degree day of the year, and that warm air mass is still hanging around for us this morning. 60 in Rocky Mount, 56 Goldsboro, 59 in Southern Pines, and these temperatures are about 10 to 20 degrees warmer than this time yesterday. We won't see the same big jump in our afternoon high. As a matter of fact, we may not hit the 80s unless we do so before the rain starts. Once the rain starts, we'll likely slide back into the 70s, but 82 in Raleigh, 81 Durham, 85 in Fayetteville is what we're looking for. And the warm temperatures don't last too long. 70s over the weekend, but by early next week, we see some Arctic air diving in over our area. That's going to bring us back into the 30s for several mornings. Our normal low is 40, 34 Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning before we start to see temperatures rebounding a little bit toward the end of the week. Again, a warm one today, mid-afternoon, some showers, isolated storms, and then during the evening, an isolated shower or two, but the rain will mostly be over by then. Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy. We may end up with a little rain late on Sunday in our southern counties. A chilly Tuesday at 55, but very quickly we jump back to 73 by Thursday, Michelle.
All right, Elizabeth, thank you. Just giving you an update on this crash on I-540 at Old Buffalo Road. You can see traffic is crawling, really at a standstill there. Kelsey Coffey was just on scene telling us about this crash. Two vehicles involved, not reporting any injuries with this, but still seeing some major, major delays because of this. I'll show you what it looks like on the map here. We are really backed up on I-540, stretching all the way down, way past Buffalo Road. So if you're in that area, you're going to be there for a bit. Another crash that I'm also tracking, this is a serious crash, Jones Franklin Road at Athens Drive. We are hearing that this is a crash with injuries. Not seeing any backups on the maps right now, but I'm going to keep an eye on that one. This just into the newsroom as well. This is a crash involving a bus. This one at North Harrison Avenue and near Weston Parkway. We are hearing that the Cary Fire Department is on scene there. As soon as I have more information, I'll bring that to you.
From St. Patrick's Day fun to a chance to support young entrepreneurs, there is no shortage of family fun ahead of this weekend at the Triangle. WREL lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan has the details and out and about's best bets. Good morning, Kathy. Thanks for joining us. So let's talk a little bit about the St. Patrick's Day events.
Okay, so don't forget to wear your green. I've got my green on right now. Okay, we got St. Patrick's Day is Sunday. So many events are happening now all weekend. Okay, one of the biggest, the Raleigh St. Patrick's Day Parade on Saturday. Of course, WREL's Jeff Hogan is the Grand Marshal this year. The parade's going to start at 10 a.m. on the west side of the State Capitol building, and it's going to turn onto Fayetteville Street. No motorized vehicles, but there's going to be plenty of marching bands, dancers, and lots of dogs. The official parade after party is going to be over at Hibernian Pub on Glenwood Avenue. It's a big block party, live music, bagpipe players, more fun, just a lot going on.
It's going to be loud, it's going to be fun, and people have a nice time when they go there to enjoy it. And then the North Carolina Symphony is celebrating the 80s this weekend. Renee and I have been talking about this morning. Tell us a little bit more.
I love the 80s. Okay, so tonight and tomorrow night, the symphony is going to be taking a trip back to the 80s. Get ready for some classic 80s music like Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, Addicted to Love, The Final Countdown. It all happens at Mamandi Hall in downtown Raleigh. Now, tickets are still available.
And a comedian with North Carolina roots is also in town this weekend.
She's so funny. Okay, the very funny Fortune Feimster is performing over at Durham Performing Arts Center Saturday night. She's got two shows. You might recognize her from The Mindy Project, and she was on that show Bless the Hearts. She voiced the character Brenda. She's originally from Charlotte. Now, tickets are still available, especially for the 9:30 show.
So you got St. Patrick's Day stuff. You've got a comedy show. You've got so much going on at the symphony if you want to do it. A variety of events happening this weekend. Thanks so much, Kathy. And for more on these events and even more suggestions for weekend fun, just go to WREL.com and search the words Out and About.
NC State is in the semifinals of the ACC men's basketball tournament after beating Duke. A huge upset. It's the third win in 3 days for the Wolfpack. Meanwhile, top seed UNC is playing in tonight's semifinals after taking down Florida State. WROL's Casey Hintz is in Washington, D.C. with a look ahead to today's big day games.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Casey Hintz inside Capital One Arena. While everyone was gearing up for that potential Battle of the Blues Part 3, NC State was quietly putting together its own plan, becoming the first double-digit seed to make it to the semifinals since 2010 by shocking Duke 74-69. So where has this Pac team been? DJ Burns said, I don't know where it's been, but it's here now, and it's not going anywhere.
We have no plans on stopping. We're about to see who wins this next game, scout them up, and get ready for them.
I think we have a lot of confidence right now. Obviously, we won a few games in a row. We struggled a little bit before coming into it, but now we're getting a lot of wins in a row and just playing well out there. That's the biggest thing. We're feeling good, playing well. So we have a lot of confidence going into next game.
It's even more of a wake-up call because, you know, we could just have one more game left of the season now, and you got to really see the reality of it and see that every team is really fighting for their lives, and we just have to we have to want it more than any other team that we play against.
I mean, obviously, it's great to get an ACC championship, but we came for something bigger, and that's Phoenix. So.
And Jeremy Roach, the leader of this Blue Devils group, said they're going to get back to Durham and hold a players-only meeting. They've got a week before the NCAA tournament to get this all sorted out. Now, as for tonight, we've got a big pair of semifinal games. North Carolina is going to take on Pitt, and it will be State and Virginia in the late game. Now, just a little food for thought here. The last time State was a double digit and made it this far was in 2007. They played Carolina and lost in the final. Casey Hintz, WREL Sports, Washington, D.C.
And just a little reminder, Casey will have a live report from Washington, D.C. tonight as NC State and UNC look to book their ticket to the finals. WREL is your home for college basketball coverage in March.
Netflix is bringing back Black Mirror. The sci-fi anthology series will return next year. Season 7 will consist of 6 episodes. Netflix has confirmed the new season will feature new stories as well as a sequel to Season 4's USS Callister episode.
The WNBA's Indiana Fever have the first pick in next month's draft, and it's very likely they'll draft University of Iowa star Caitlin Clark. The city of Indianapolis is already rolling out the red carpet.
As soon as I seen her make herself eligible for the draft, 2 days after is when I started the wall.
Indianapolis artist Quasar Martin created this mural on your screen. It's of Clark on the city's west side. And the artwork is right next to a mural of Indiana Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton. Martin painted that last month. The WNBA draft is on April 15th. Very talented artist.
Before we go to break, here's a look at your North Carolina winning lottery numbers. Keep it right here. We will get another check on weather and traffic next.